we had organized a prayer in Manzini, the hub of the country, basically to pray for a people's government. As you will know, that Swaziland has challenges around the democracy and respect for human rights. It proceeded pretty well. Unfortunately, police, under the instruction of the authorities of the country, came to disrupt forcefully the prayer. So they came literally inside the church while we were just starting to go on with our very peaceful prayer. And we couldn't believe it when they barged in and disrupted literally and forcefully stopped the prayer.
Did the police show you a warrant or a court order preventing you from praying?
That actually surprised us because they didn't. They had no legal instrument in their hands, something like a warrant of arrest, or a warrant or something like a court order. They literally had their shambok and their batons, and their attitude was what they came with. Nothing at their hand. And the only argument they said was, we have instruction that this prayer cannot happen today.
Some supporters of the government are saying that this was a political gathering shrouded in a religious cloth just to deceive the government that this is politics, which is not allowed necessarily in the kingdom.
There is no iota of truth whatsoever in that assertion, because the program for the prayer was right in front of them, and we gave it to the police. That show us the politics in this program, because the majority of the items here are pastors preaching one church after the other, people's testimonies, period. There is no politics in the context of whatever politics is to them. So they just had no evidence to support that type of assertion of saying this was a cover-up. It was broad daylight, and it was invited. Everybody was invited.
No, but they are saying that your group and another group, which are not necessarily political parties but believed to be political parties, organized this church prayer event. So basically, this is disguised politics.
Well, we are a civil society grouping working with churches, in particular the Swaziland Council of Churches. And interestingly, on this one, we had also invited the South African Council of Churches to run the prayer. For us, it was mobilizing. Everybody is allowed to go to church. So there is no one, at least on the church. We are naturally all expected to have a right to go to church, notwithstanding our political affiliation or orientation. So there was nothing hidden here. The activity, of course, was organized by us together with the Council of Churches, Swaziland and South Africa.
So with the forceful disruption of this church service, are there any plans of organizing a similar thing?
Definitely, we will do all within our powers to organize through prayers, through mass action, and all sorts to pursue the democratization campaign until we achieve it. So we definitely are working on yet another one, notwithstanding the threat that we might be beaten, the threat that we might be chucked out of the premises. We will continue because we believe it is our natural right as human beings. It is also one of the peaceful ways through which we can pursue the democratization goals that we stand for with no apology to His Majesty's government.